Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Jerusalem are clear this evening, a pleasant atmosphere for those out and about. In Tel Aviv, the warm night continues while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu claims Israeli strikes on Iran prevented a mass death, according to Ynet earlier this hour. Also, Bennett criticizes Netanyahu's term, labeling it a historic failure against Iran, Walla reports from earlier this hour. Also this hour, the U.S.-Iran deal causes despair in Israel, while Lebanon and Iran react positively, as reported by the Times of Israel earlier today. Separately, the foreword notes the Iran war ended disastrously for the U.S., and even worse for Israel amid emerging peace talks. And finally, Axios reports that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, a move that could unravel negotiations. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613 shares that Prime Minister Netanyahu remains firm against leaving security zones in Lebanon, emphasizing freedom of operation. Why? Net Global echoes Netanyahu's statement about averting mass death through strikes on Iran, defending Israel's wartime actions. I24N, EWS English, reports a senior U.S. official stating that Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon is not a condition of the Iran deal. Let's go deeper, starting with Netanyahu's comments. Ynet reports that he defends Israeli actions against Iran, emphasizing that these strikes thwarted potential mass casualties. Netanyahu also defended recent wartime efforts amidst criticism surrounding the U.S.-Iran deal. This statement aims to reassure the Israeli public amidst regional tensions. Turning to Bennett's criticism. In a statement shared by Walla, Bennett accuses Netanyahu of starting his term with a civil war and ending in failure regarding Iran. His remarks come in the wake of the recent U.S.-Iran agreement, reflecting internal political tensions in Israel. This criticism highlights the divisions within Israel's political landscape. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel notes mixed reactions to the U.S.-Iran deal. While Israeli officials express concern over security implications, Lebanese populations are hopeful, and Iranians anticipate relief from sanctions. This development illustrates the regional complexities following the deal. In related news, the foreword highlights the challenging outcomes of the Iran war for both the U.S. and Israel. The emerging peace agreement underscores the setbacks experienced in the conflict. This points to shifting dynamics in Middle Eastern geopolitics. Finally, Axios reveals Iran's missile launch toward Israel, breaching the ceasefire. This escalation risks derailing ongoing negotiations and reigniting hostilities. It underscores the fragile nature of peace efforts in the region. On the economic front, first, ISIS head of HR discusses the psychological toll on employees amid ongoing uncertainty, according to CTEC earlier today. Separately, Globes reports that 1Password acquires Israeli company Apono for over $250 million, planning to establish a new development center in Israel. And finally, Ynet Business notes that oil prices have plunged following the announcement of the U.S.-Iran agreement, with Brent crude prices dropping significantly. That's your Israel 18 News update. For evening, we'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.